I spoke to Laura Murray, one of two USC journalism students selected to Sochi to travel to cover the games.
Hello, Laura.
Hello, Bryony.
Could you tell us a bit about what the atmosphere is like?
The atmosphere is mixed. There's a lot of media here. There's not a lot of civilians. Most of the people that I've been able to interact with are volunteers, other people who are covering the games from a bunch of different countries, and the athletes themselves. Some people are excited. Some people are kind of like, it's Olympics. This is a lot of work. And some folks are you know, like, this is Russia. This is definitely not like any of the other Olympic Games that we've covered or any of the other events that we've covered. So, you know, there's a lot of mixed feelings about what's going on, but it's also early.
And have you met any of the athletes from Team USA? And do you know how they're feeling about the games and how they're preparing?
Well, I got to talk to some of the athletes right after they were done their snowboard runs. And they're pretty excited. They're jacked. I mean, this is the Olympics. And not only is the Olympics, they're a part of history because this is the first event, and all of them will be participating again on Saturday and Sunday, whether they made the finals or they have to make the finals through a semifinal run, which is loaded with competitors. It's been crazy for them. They're trying to, you know, get used to this course, which there's not a whole lot of natural snow, but there's enough for them to actually ride. But they're feeling pretty good.
Could you tell us more about Shaun White and his decision to no longer take part in the slopestyle event and to focus on the halfpipe instead?
There's a lot of discussion about Shaun White dropping out up here in Sochi, just because Shaun White had a major role in getting that event to Olympic competition. And I think a lot of folks are disappointed that he's not running. I totally understand why. I mean, he's trying to repeat in the half pipe, which is great. But I think people are upset that, number one, it's already Shaun White. People have very mixed feelings about Shaun White as it is, because he's done great things for the sport of snowboarding. However, he's not exactly it's kind of like when a band crosses over and becomes popular. You know, you kind of like feel like they're almost selling out. So people do feel like Shaun White's been selling out for some time now. You know, Shaun White also has dealt with some injury issues, and people feel like, okay, you can blame the course being dangerous, but I think people also feel like he was afraid that he wasn't going to win. So while he was at the conference, it was clear to at least somebody, whether it was White or his coaches or the snowboard team, that he probably was not going to participate. So, you know, a lot of people are upset. Best shot could have gone to somebody else if they knew ahead of time that he was a long shot to compete. A lot of controversy. If he does one half pipe, I think it mitigates a lot of that.
Which other athletes are expected to do particularly well, and who are you going to be looking out for during the games?
Wow, Brian, that one's loaded. I mean, we're talking, there are 230 athletes from the USA here. We've got some amazing athletes. I mean, obviously, everyone wants to see Shaun White do his event. Jamie Anderson is a women's slopestyle competitor. She's in the finals along with Carla Shore. They both made the finals. So right off the bat, we've got people who are doing pretty well up here. The bobsled team is also really interesting. I mean, again, you got your controversy with Lolo Jones' inclusion in the games. But also, people need to watch out for Steve Holcomb and his bobsled team, the four-man team. They're trying to repeat. And the two-man team, they're trying to get through. There are a lot of teams that are trying to win medals for the first time, like the biathlon squad. Obviously, everyone's going to pay attention to hockey and figure skating, but there are defending medalists in these games. There's 15 sports here, men and women. The ski jumping is going to be interesting because women are participating for the first time. There's going to be a lot of action, a lot of really good action to pay attention to.
Has there been any visible signs that you've seen since you've been there of protest or dissent around the sites of the games?
You know what? Maybe I'm sheltered, but nothing's been crazy from my perspective. I mean, I haven't seen any sign of protest, but again, like I said, there's not a lot of civilians here.
That's Laura Murray reporting from Sochi. Thank you so much for the interview. And we wish you all the best at the Sochi Olympics.
All right. You're welcome.